This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The extremely informative Maria Z is set to take over from the Pacific Ocean, Australia. I got a few other things I want to hit. Alex Schroeder's live in 1 hour, Infowars.com/show. I didn't get to a lot of the COVID news because Renz was on fire and covering a ton of stuff, but this is like mainstream news in Peru. They've declared an emergency. So many people are paralyzed and dying from the shot. Folks, they hit us with a bioweapon, a chemical weapon, to see what would happen. It's got both chemical and bioweapon aspects to it. And it just goes on and on and on and on. But here's a clip out of Epic Times. This is unusual surge in severe myocarditis cases in newborns and infants from mothers who've taken the shots. Here it is.
Other myocarditis-related news developments that I believe are really worth highlighting. For instance, several weeks ago, the WHO issued a warning regarding a quote-unquote unusual surge of myocarditis cases in babies that were born within the United Kingdom. Specifically, on May 17th, the WHO released this statement here, you can see it up on your screen, warning the public about the rising number of quote-unquote severe myocarditis cases in both newborns as well as infants. Here's part of what this alert said, quote, between June 2022 and April 2023, 10 babies under 28 days of age presented with symptoms of myocarditis at a tertiary hospital in South Wales and tested positive for enterovirus and PCR testing. 7 babies were treated in intensive care, and 1 died before transfer to tertiary care. 1 infant is still being treated in the hospital. Furthermore, the alert from the WHO actually contained a small update in regards to the status of these babies. Quote, in all cases alive at presentation, myocarditis was a presenting feature. As of April 20th, 2023, 3 patients were hospitalized, 4 patients were being managed as outpatients, and 2 had died. Then, in terms of how dramatic this increase in the number of myocarditis cases was in babies, well, here's what this report said. Quote, in the same hospital covering the South Wales region, over the previous 6 years, only 1 other similar case has been identified. Over the past 6 years, they had 1 case, but in the span of 9 months, there were 10 cases in that one hospital in South Wales. Now, I know what you're thinking at this point. What could have possibly led to this increase in myocarditis cases in babies during the years 2022 to 2023? Could it have anything to do with the large-scale push to get everyone in the country, including pregnant women, fully vaccinated?
With something they know causes heart attacks and heart issues? University of Texas with virus vector systems that are the same as mRNA, but they use a virus to program the cell, not mRNA. They said in 2016, after a 4-year study, don't give this to any humans. It killed half the mice quickly of heart attacks and blood clots and strokes. And so then they roll it all out, whether it's the virus vector, the J&J, the AstraZeneca, or the mRNA, Moderna, Pfizer. They roll out shots they know make your body grow the HIV spike protein that's highly toxic and that your body also attacks and eats holes in your capillaries. I mean, you might as well just drink Drano, folks. And that's why Dr. Michael Yeadon and all these other scientists looked at this and they went, you're going to give people this? They went and looked at the other studies. They went, because they tested everything. They go, are you crazy? It's going to cause massive heart attacks, you maniacs. And, you know, we talk about we have a control group that didn't take the shots. Yeah, except these things shed. And, yeah, it's not as bad for people that get shed on. But the studies are there. Nevertheless, it's happening. So, folks, you've all been in a war. You have, like, World War II vets, Vietnam vets, Desert Storm vets. Well, we're all veterans of a biological attack by the globalist and Bill Gates and the UN. Now, where are the war memorials? Where are the memorials for the dead? Where's the? Because let me tell you something. There are going to be a lot more dead. This is a silent war being carried out against humanity. And I'm a veteran of it. You're a veteran of it. We're all veterans as civilians being targeted by a global government Bill Gates bio/chemical weapon attack. Come on. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Maria Z. Infowars.com/show. Share the link like your life depends on it. Infowars is a one-of-a-kind operation. And so please go to Infowars Store and just make a donation. And you can make it one-time or recurring. Give a little profile there. Cancel anytime. Every 15 days, every month, every 3 months, every 6 months, up to 9 months, you can go in and every month or every week, whenever you want, you program it. You just click it. And then you decide when you want to make a donation. So please do that as well. That way we get 95% of it after credit card fees. That'll make it 20, 30, 40% of you on the products. But these really are amazing products. The big July 4th sale is going on right now. This is such a critical platform in the fight against the New World Order. The enemy's out in the open. We're vindicated. People are listening more than ever. But in this major recession going into depression and with supply chain breakdowns, I know it's hard. I know times are tough. So thank you for your support. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast and share the articles and the videos. That you can do for free. And that's just as important as keeping us on air. So however God leads you in your heart to support us, please support us now. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and a special greeting to all of the survivors of the greatest psychological operation in history today. You are all warriors. Don't ever let them make you forget it, because every single person in this information war truly is a soldier of the modern age, a soldier of the modern warfare, but let us not be deceived. The psychological operation is absolutely ongoing. And if you caught the last segment with Tom Renz and Alex, where they were talking about the fact that they're not going to give up so easily. Yes, there are many of us. Yes, people are starting to awaken to this through various forms. They may not understand every aspect of the agenda just yet. But as we start to awaken, we have to be aware of the very real threat that at any time they can throw a spanner in the works. I'm joined today by John D'Souza. He's a former FBI special agent who worked counterterrorism and paranormal cases for over 25 years. He was also an attorney and maintained a top secret security clearance during his time in the U.S. government. John collected true life X-Files that were used on the highly popular show The X-Files. And he also shares many of these cases in his best-selling books and his worldwide presentations. He's going to break down the coming alien deception today for us and speak about this very real threat. John, thank you so much. It's good to see you again.
Hello, Maria. It's great to be here with you. With you and your audience on Alex Jones via Maria Z. Very nice.
The Alex Jones Show audience are some of the most amazing people on the planet. Let me tell you, these people are awake, John. So we're talking to people that for the most part understand that these maniacs are ready to throw any type of spanner into the works, and they have really calculated, many different contingency plans based on how the people respond. So we have to be aware of that as intelligent individuals. But before we get started, please, for anyone who isn't familiar with your work, let them know a little bit about your history and how you started speaking about the coming fake alien invasion.
Yes, I am John D'Souza. I am sometimes called the X-Man. I was an FBI agent for over 25 years. During that time, I worked mostly counterterrorism cases and as well as some paranormal cases. And I carried a top secret security clearance during that time. However, some of my cases never really touched FBI files. They were kind of off the books type stuff, and that's why I do speak of them from time to time. And that's why and during that time also, I was brought forward and kind of accused of giving information to some Hollywood producers about my cases. And that was ultimately proved false. And I did come out of it with the nickname the X-Files Man, or X-Man for short. And so that's where I come from. That's my background. And it is something that I pursue even today, where I try to share some of this information about what's gone on in recent history with these federal agencies, in particular the FBI, of course, the CIA, and even Secret Service that we see emulating themselves right now. And that sort of thing is, unfortunately, as we spiral down here, to the end of the American Empire, it just becomes more and more apparent everywhere that we look.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I want to get to the present day because it's very important. But before we get there, John, talk us through a bit of a timeline of how you've seen the government and the intel agencies moving towards this point where we are now, where really they are really on the precipice of a fake alien invasion. And before I hand over to you, just so that people know, we've got the United Nations talking about launching their emergency platform, which includes I've presented on the Alex Jones Show about this before, but the document essentially is saying, well, we need to hand over all power to Guterres when there's some sort of an emergency, and it can even be a climate emergency or an event in outer space. They've also, just as of May this year, I was just alerted to this week, our Common Agenda Policy Brief 7, they've published this document, which is for all humanity, the future of outer space governance. So this outer space governance, this language of outer space emergencies is really prevalent now. We know that the US government is talking about it. We've got, as you said, these whistleblowers, so-called whistleblowers, coming out of the cracks. So talk to us about the events leading up to this point where we are now. Give us a bit of a background.
Well, as you know, the governments always have to have some kind of worldwide emergency going on so that they can take away our rights. And one of the great problems we're facing right now, as Alex Jones went over in the previous hour, is that the global pandemic is it's basically losing steam. It's going down. It's not having any success. People are finding out. Even their own minions are going against it right now, which means for us, unfortunately, it means they're going to have to roll into their next global emergency pretty quickly here. And this is one that they have been working on for many years now with great, great success. And they've had it, they've got it burrowed into our United States Congress, the United States Senate, and many political bodies all over the world. And it's simply this. It's the great UAP PSYOP, the great UAP psychological operation. UAP stands for the Unknown Aerial Phenomena, right? Okay, well, how did they come up with that? Well, you know, many years ago, we had no less, I saw personally, no less a villain than the evil queen Hillary Clinton and her Igor, John Podesta, who both repeated the exact same campaign slogans. They both said on different interviews, and they both said, hey, the big thing going on now is that we're no longer saying UFOs. We're now saying UAPs. Which stands for Unknown Aerial Phenomena. And we're also saying its partner label, UAT, Unknown Aerial Threats. Well, why did they say that? Because the whole point of the campaign was to increase fear, to get fear ginned up, and to get this operation off the ground way back in 2012. When the, again, no less a villain than the New York Times editorial board had a spring-loaded campaign that went forward saying that, reaching back to 2004 and saying that the Nimitz, the U.S. Nimitz carrier group, battle carrier group, had encountered off of the coast of the United States a group of these Tic Tac vehicles that were all zipping around and doing, you know, final experiments to see their operability in over the open ocean. And they encountered this. They went there and they got films of it. They had their pilots go out and investigate it and look at it. And they said, these are possibly UFOs, except we're not going to say UFOs anymore. We're now going to say UAPs. And so they got all this film of these Tic Tacs. They were these silver colored vehicles, and they were man made, top secret man made military drones. That's investigation since then has revealed that. So whenever you hear UAP, immediately attach man-made to it. And, you know, who are the men that make it? It's a different issue. But these are man-made things. And the and the way that we know that the Nimitz carrier group was there to provide protection and security, they were not there. They did not just encounter these possibly hostile vehicles over the ocean and just decide to and they did not decide to just not go to general quarters, because that would be a public event if they did. And if there had been a genuine finding of possible hostile vehicles, they would have gone to general quarters. They would have done something to, in a leaning forward position to investigate these things and possibly even bring one of them down. And that never happened. But that really shows.
We've got to go to break. We've got to go to break in a minute, John. I really want you to go on the other side of the break about UAP specifically. You shared something shocking with me last time we spoke.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're back with former FBI agent John D'Souza talking to us about the coming fake alien invasion. Just before the break, John was touching on the Tic Tacs, what UAPs are. I really want, if you can, for the audience, John, make the clear distinction between, because it's not just that they've changed the term from UFO to UAP, there actually is a difference.
Yes, and the thing is, there is a huge difference. And the UAPs are man-made. They are man-made with the assistance of the great aerospace companies, which are global in and of themselves. But they are under globalist authority. They are controlled and maintained by the authority of the same people who brought us the global pandemic. Okay? Here's the major distinction. Here's how you can tell. These UAPs are possibly also reverse engineered from Roswell. So they have some extraordinary abilities. They do. I used to give whole classes on the differences between real UFOs and these UAPs. Well, the distinction has boiled down to just one because the UAPs have become so advanced. The distinction basically is only that when you see the true UFOs, they are not fully physical in the sense we think of physical. They're not fully physical in that sense. So the only what they have the ability to do, that UAPs do not, is that they have the ability to dematerialize completely, to basically disappear. Not go fast, but to simply completely disappear or to shapeshift, because they are made out of a type of what we would think of as plasma. Plasma is the closest we can get to it in our understanding. A form of energy that changes its very form from gas to light, back to solid, and back to light again. That's the closest we can get to describing what real, true UFOs have the ability to do. UAPs do not. That's basically how we can tell the difference, and that's the great difference between them. And but the majority.
So the regular person, John, the regular person is going to see something in the sky, and they're not going to be able to make that distinction. So how would they know?
Well, the way that we would know, first of all, is when we see the government supporting these appearances. Whenever you see the government coming out and saying, oh yeah, these appearances could be genuine, and here's the mind control phrase that they use all the time, and this is directly from the CIA. This has been tested by them. It's when they look at it and they say, this could be genuine proof that we are not alone in the universe. And they all use that mind control phrase. They all use that, and that's how you know this vehicle is with them. That's how it comes up. But in the meantime, the average person, yeah, you're right. We just have to collect the evidence as best we can. We have to put it out, and we have to examine it on a case-by-case basis. Because this stuff is, it's increasing. The sightings are increasing. The experiences are increasing as the government throws out more of these vehicles, and it's not that the government is creating them. The government is simply cooperating with their appearances, and because, like I said, these things come from global government. But one of the things that's been happening on the national level, and this is something that it comes from my sources, but it can be verified through public information. Are the United States, and this could be happening in Australia as well, I don't know, but it's definitely happening in the United States. The United States Congress and the United States Senate has been, since 2012, since this first came out, they've been having classified briefings to subcommittees that have anything to do with national security. And why have they been having that? Because all of these briefings are showing what's been going on all over the country, which is these UAPs, and usually they are silver-colored vehicles. And they can be all shapes and sizes. They can go all the way to motherships. They are cylinders, and sometimes there are these little, they can be these orb-like things, or they can be these oval-shaped things that travel way far superior to our Air Force. And what these classified briefings have been showing them, and of course they're not classified because these things leak out whenever they want to, they've been showing what we call near misses. But near misses, right, that are on purpose, because these UAPs have been buzzing. They've been buzzing our airplanes, our airliners, our military jets. They've been buzzing them on purpose. Well, that's considered an act of war. That's considered a violation of national security if it happens. So that's why all these congressional subcommittees have been getting these and showing numerous members of these near misses on purpose that have been happening all over the country. And they've been leaking this stuff out as well. So this is the stage that we're at. And what I tell people is we are right now going to the next stage where there's going to be even more aggressive action against our airliners, our military jets, and all of these things by the UAPs, because people are not sufficiently fearful at this point. This operation needs to gin up the fear much, much greater than it is right now, because the near misses have not been eliciting. I mean, they have been eliciting our congressmen and our senators to step forward and say, yeah, this UAP stuff it's really dangerous, and it's something that we have to work on and we have to work against at all times. And why is that? Why have our politicians been stepping forward and saying that? Well, it's because part of the people who are behind this UAP operation are the military-industrial complex, which is global. It's global. And they are looking, of course, to increase their military budgets, increase their resources, and they are promising our congressmen, our senators, that they can get in on this gravy train pretty quickly, too. And that's the stage that we're at right now, where we're seeing very, very conspicuous stage.
Yes, I mean, you articulate this perfectly. We can see it clearly lining up, and you said it. As soon as government starts talking about this very real threat and this is about to happen, and, you know, they start conditioning the masses for this. They've been conditioning us for years through movies and conditioning us to be afraid of this, and really, ultimately, this is demonic technology. I want to talk about that in the next segment with you, because you mentioned reverse engineering, and like I said, the last time that we spoke, you spoke about how they've obtained this technology. And so, you know, I find it interesting that you talk about true UFOs, again, demonic technology, which is like a plasma, can shapeshift. All of this information is really lining up with what we're finding out about the medical side of things, what has been injected into people. I can speak to this because of all of the interviews I've done and investigation into this topic, what's being seen under the microscope, what we're finding in the patents, what we're finding the experts actually saying openly now, you know, talking about controlling the humans under the skin, so on and so forth. So we'll get into all of that and how the two link right after this break. We're here with John D'Souza. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is the biggest sale of the year so far. The July 4th Super Sale just started yesterday, up to 60% off and double Patriot points. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. Brainforce Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Cap, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. That's got to get that selling out. Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. True Female Vitality, same as the male vitality, but the male sold out, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, so good for your immune system, your body, your brain, your heart, 60% off. Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy, 25% off, selling out. X3, selling out. The Clean Iodine, The Missing Link, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, all of it. Whole Food Multivitamins, all InfoWars MD products, all Dr. Jones Naturals, 30% off. It's all there. InfoWars Planet products, 25% off. The best deals you're going to find, InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
People know the story of Serge Monas, who exposed Project Bluebeam and, you know, reportedly died of a heart attack not long after. And we know that the CIA have heart attack inducing weapons. We also have other technology that exists, like voice to skull. And you know, before the break, I alluded to the fact that there's this merge of technology and the human being right now. I just conducted an interview last night. It's not up on Band yet, but you can find it on zmedia.com on the interviews page, with two researchers out of Morocco talking about, how they want to link the human bodies with the internet, how this essentially otherworldly technology, which is just demonic technology, and John, you can speak to this from the UAP perspective, the reverse engineering perspective, these people being the government above the government, the globalists, are being fed this information from something other than human beings. And we know those to be demons. So talk to us about how they received this technology, John, for these UAPs that really, you know, are traveling at speeds that are beyond what we would think is possible.
Yeah, you know, I do believe that these entities, many of these alien visitors do happen to be extra dimensional. I mean, I would not call them demons, because I feel like that puts it in a religious perspective that I'm not ready to undertake. But I do recognize that they are foreign entities from different dimensions. And as a matter of fact, that's why I wrote the book, The Extra Dimensionals, which in it has the first FBI document that I was handed when I went into the FBI. And it was a document that basically was from an FBI agent who also happened to be a scientist, and who basically said that he had an informant who was a supernormal individual. And from the context, it appears that that's an alien visitor. And then he went on to say about eight conclusions that this individual, this supernormal individual, had told him about alien visitors. Because at the time, it was right at the time of Roswell, the Roswell crash, which I believe was in 1947. And it was right around that time. And he basically was being asked by everyone, what's going on with these alien visitors? What are they? Well, his conclusions that he gave to us were, number one, he said, they are not from our dimension. They are not from our Veda, to use the ancient Vedic language that they used back then. He said that they were not physical. They could appear physical for short periods of time. And then he said also they are not inside any UFO ships, any crafts, but that these crafts travel with them, sort of like familiars, how we would think of familiars, and they carry out tasks for the alien visitors, which now we know they do. They go around and they collect information from abductees and conductees and contactees as well. So that's what they do. And these, he also said that these vehicles are not made of metal. They are made of a sort of plasma-like material that as close as we can understand it is also. So this document, it's called the Smoking Gun, and it is right. It's right at the heart of my book. It's available. Also, it's available on the Internet Archive of all declassified FBI documents, which is vault.fbi.gov. And because if you go to that site. If you go to that site, you might want to go to the library so that you don't give up your URL to the FBI. You may want to go there. And you go there, and then there's a big tab that says extraordinary investigations, something of that sort. It's a big button. You click on that, and it'll come up with the JFK assassination documents. It'll come up with the Jimmy Hoffa disappearance documents. And it'll also come up with UFOs. Oh, also animal mutilations is a separate tab also under that. And you can go to that as well. But if you go to UFO, you go to group number one of UFO documents, then you go to page 22, and you will find the smoking gun. At the top of it, it has the number 6721, and it's an extraordinary document. And it shows us that what they did at Roswell – what they did at Roswell is that they tried to show us that alien visitors are just like us, that they're just physical beings that can just get into a jalopy, get into a craft, and it can just crash, and they can just end up dead by the side of the road. Now, why did they do that? Well, I believe they did that with the help of real alien visitors, the demonic kind, as you said, who were interested in transferring technology
yes,
to the nations. And they did that with this alien, with this Roswell crash, where they then put in some hybrid bodies that they created. We know from the times of the Anunnaki that alien visitors create all kinds of hybrids and all kinds of creatures all the time. And, you know, and that they are, they appear to be fallen angels themselves. So that goes into the point of view that you just said. So they did transfer all this technology in exchange for a promise that there would be a large number of human bodies that they could take from the United States and from every nation, basically, with no investigation every year. That's at the heart of what they were doing at Roswell. Also, what they wanted to do at Roswell is put forward a doctrine that remains in full force today. It was the doctrine of alien immanency. For instance, you know, we have the belief in the imminency of Jesus Christ, that Christ could come back at any time. And he was a real physical individual. Well, they tried to take that and pervert it to the doctrine of alien immanency, that they are these creatures are completely physical, like us, and they could come back at any moment. That
yes.
is another thing that was accomplished at Roswell, and that still goes on today, and that the UAPs feed into as well, so that we will believe it. We will know, oh, yeah, they could come back at any time and start handing out goodies like the cure for cancer and to make life on Earth much better. You see, that's a...
Well,
total,
you're right. And this is where it sort of comes, the timing. This is what I want to get into with you in the next segment, John, is the timing of this to really war game this out. And say, okay, well, here are the possibilities. We've currently got the gain of function, if you will, but it goes beyond gain of function is such a primitive term for what they're really doing. Again, please, for anyone who hasn't seen it already, go to zmedia.com today, go to the interviews page, and watch the latest interview with Hope and Tavon about what they've found about the technology and what it's able to do in terms of controlling the human beings, the voice-to-skull aspect, the fact that they've been doing this, you know, testing this on targeted individuals for a very, very long time, and really fine-tuning the technology for something like Project Bluebeam. I want to talk to you, John, about whether it's going to be exactly Project Bluebeam or whether there are some variables, because potentially we could have just, well, I think what they're doing is orchestrating utter chaos between now and the time that they do this fake alien invasion, so that people will be begging for some sort of a leader or direction. And the other thing is that you mentioned they want to keep people in a state of fear. When people are afraid, and they did this very well before COVID, Professor Matthias Desmet talks about this, we had the perfect conditions for the public to be essentially put into a state of hypnosis, which is why people just have no common sense today. So keeping people in a state of anxiety and fear about a certain topic means that they're easier to manipulate with the narrative when it comes time to disclosing what's really going on, you know, or essentially launching the PSYOP. So we'll be back after this short break with closing analysis from John.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stress this enough. The interview that I conducted last night, I'm going to make sure we're going to get it up on Band shortly, not long after we're done here today, because it pairs perfectly with the stuff that John is talking about. It may not make sense to you right now, but after you watch this segment paired with that, you'll really see what I mean when I say that the conditions technologically are perfect for them to pull something like Project Bluebeam off. When people think about it, John, they think it's something far off in the distance. Oh, they're never going to pull it off. I'll be able to see through it. You don't understand that the majority of the world's population has been injected with technology that can manipulate their thoughts. This stuff, you know, Tom Renz was talking about it in the previous segment, the white clots. You're not going to believe what they're actually comprised of when you look at this stuff and you look at, you know, you mentioned plasma, John. They're talking about plasmids and plasmonics and all of this technology that is essentially that they want to launch on a larger scale. Biden's federal budget of 2023 has a segment of that budget called the Nanotechnology Initiative. And within that document, it says, existing nanotechnology includes the COVID-19 vaccine, and they want to make a universal nanotechnology vaccine. Now, you may think, oh, well, nanotechnology is just very, very small-scale technology. No, this is what they mean by this. And when you look at the patents and you look at the actual researchers that are talking about this stuff and the capabilities that they say in terms of manipulating humans, tracking everything under the skin, we spoke about in this interview, you'll see it. We spoke about plasmonics and how Vaxus in Queensland here in Australia has this vaccine patch, right, which is essentially, it looks like a little Band-Aid and they can mail it to you. You don't even have to go to a pharmacist to get injected anymore. They're going to be manufacturing hundreds of millions of these a year from Australia, and they talk about how it's covered in a plasmonic layer, and that allows for a HD map. That HD map is real-time tracking of what that substance or that technology is doing inside the human. Real-time is made possible through quantum computing, and so we are so much further advanced in terms of tracking, tracing, mind control, manipulation, hacking the human than people actually realize. When Yuval Noah Harari says we can hack the human and they are hackable animals and we can manipulate them, he's not lying. He's not lying to you. So I don't want people to be afraid of that. But what I'm saying is, knowing this stuff paired with what John's talking about and this technology that they've been given from otherworldly sources, again, I say demons, that are feeding them this, paired with what they want to do to humanity in terms of mind control manipulation, this is, the conditions are perfect, John, and we have the technology for something like Project Blue Beam. So I want you to go into for us in the next few minutes how you think that they can possibly pull this off. What do you think the next steps are? At what point should we expect this? What can we expect before they pull something like Project Blue Beam off?
Well, one of the things that we have seen before and that we're continue to see is something that you mentioned just now, the usage of voice-to-skull technology. And that's something I would love to come back and do a whole show on voice-to-skull technology, because I wrote an entire book about it called
Right.
The Clear Hearers, called The Clear Hearers. And it goes into the perspective of voice-to-skull technology that is being used and has been used consistently throughout this entire pandemic operation that went global. And people have a hard time with it, because people have the tendency whenever something, and this is supernatural, it's supernatural science, let's put it that way. And it's been used against us. It's being used against us. And it's being used even by the nations against each other as well. But that's just on an experimentation basis, in order for the real operation, which is against us, to be used. And so we can expect to have that consistently used, to continue to be used. And
So just briefly for us, tell us, John, if they're using it now, are people actually hearing, are you talking about audible voices, or are you talking about actually implanting thoughts and making impressions on individuals right now, as opposed to, say, the voice of God that would appear in your brain from, or out actually externally through something like Project Bluebeam, if you can make that distinction?
Yeah. It's the answer is yes to all of those, because the voice-to-skull technology that they use includes all of those. It includes external forces creating a voice-like mechanism in our brains, usually towards the back of our brains. And it has been, throughout the last 2 years, we have had reports from people who said, who told everybody, you know, I'm never taking that vax. I'm not taking that vax no matter what. I'm never taking that vax. And then people would see them a little bit later, and they would inexplicably say to them, yeah, I took the vax. And
yes.
Sometimes if you drill deeper on those people, deeper and deeper, they happen to just get it's like a voice. It's a voice. They got a perception of something that just used the same, like, it's like a 7-word phrase on them, a phrase that goes, just take the vax. It'll be fine. And many,
you're not
many
the first
people,
person to tell me this, John. I have exactly. to say, Dr. Anna Mahija, exactly. who's been treating some of these patients, says that they've mm-hmm. come in to her office for treatment after being injured or wanting their blood cleared or just to test their blood, and they said those words to her.
Yeah, and it's always the same identical phrase, and it's in something that appears, it sounds like their own voice. It sounds like their own voice, and they just receive it, and they also get it with a sense of, also a feeling, an emotion of well-being. and fineness and safety. They get an emotion of that. Also, at the time that artificial voice comes to them. And it's happened. It's happened so many places with so many people. But the vast majority of people, whenever they have a paranormal experience, because this is supernatural, whenever they tend to just shrug it off and pretend it didn't happen. Pretend that.
Yeah, John, we've got a very, very short amount of time left. I want to get you back on about Voice to Skull, and we want to talk more about this phenomenon. It's so, so important for people to understand, because even the most strong-minded people could be subjected to this. So knowing that it exists and understanding it is the antidote. We've got about 2 minutes left. If you can run us through what you think is going to happen next in terms of the alien invasion specifically, how they're going to make this happen, or what we can look out for.
Yeah, I can. Well, I wanted to mention at the tail end what I just said, that there's only going to be one group of people that are not going to fall for artificial voices and voice-to-skull technology, and that is Christ followers. And the reason I say that is because Christ promised it. He told us that my sheep will hear my voice and my sheep will recognize my voice.
Yes.
So that was all I wanted to say on that, is that we are the only people, globally, we are the only people who will not fall for these artificial voices that are going all over the earth at this point. And yes, okay, so yes. Now on the fake alien invasion, we are right now at the precipice of the next thing. Because the next thing has to come, because the worldwide pandemic is falling apart. It's falling apart. It's coming apart. It's not getting any ground. It's not all their minions even are turning against the pandemic. Even their show business cronies who are supposed to be representing the vaccine and supposed to be saying to the little people, you know, hey, even they are breaking and running, and they are all becoming concerned about Nuremberg trials against them and all that. Which are going to be coming. So the next step in this global pandemic is no more near misses. They are going to have to send out the UAPs to actually destroy and bring down our Air Force jets, our airliners, and our ships at sea even. They're going to have to send them out to do some real destruction, and that's what's going to be happening. And then, you know, the U.S.
Ramp
Navy.
Up the
and US,
yeah, ramp up the fees. Start really making it real, which is why I think with the next pandemic, it's not going to be a fake pandemic like COVID where you can't see it. They're actually going to probably cause something physical for people to be afraid of if they're going to play that draw card. John, in the next 10 seconds, let people know where they can find you, and we will get you back on to talk about Voice to Skull.
Yes, that would be great. And anyone can find me at, Google tells me just Google my name and you find everything that you do. But also johntamabooks.com, johntamabooks.com. You can buy books on
thank
my
site. Thank you so much.
Code.
Thank you so much, John. We're right on out of time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.